This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hi, hello. Welcome to
Minor Issues,
Major Opinions,
the new podcast from Real Simple, where we hash out some of the most controversial lifestyle topics raging on the internet and finally settle the debate with industry experts. I'm Amy Macklin, Features Director.
I'm Leslie Corona, Senior Home Editor.
And I'm Mazam Aga, Photo Director.
And we are your hosts. How's everybody doing today?
Feeling great.
Feeling good.
Excited? Okay.
I'm excited to talk about today's topic, which is laundry.
You love laundry. Sorry. You love talking about laundry.
I know, laundry, guys. Guys, no, we're doing this big mega laundry feature. Mazam knows all about it. We're doing a laundry story for our September 2023 issue. I'm so pumped to talk about it. But today's topic, the fiery topic is, do you have to sort your laundry? I feel like if I say this, you're going to know my stance on it. But there's an epidemic out there and people are not sorting their laundry. And it's really bad. It's really bad.
Is it really bad?
And I heard you talk to Kirsten Ferguson of Peloton fame.
Yes, she was lovely. I'll share my interview with Kirsten later in the episode. Plus, at the end of the show, we'll have the final say with some words from Frances Holmes Cozen, who's a senior lecturer in the Department of Human-Centered Design at Cornell University. So make sure to listen to the end.
Okay, so I'm going to sound like a total diva, but to me, it really doesn't matter because hold your facial expressions. I don't do my own laundry.
Do you send it out? Who does it?
Well,
does TJ do the laundry?
TJ does do the laundry. But you know what? We have a fair trade-off. I do the bathroom, which I find is far worse.
Oh, that's a great trade-off.
That is a great trade-off.
That is a very fair compromise.
I'm Cinderella on my knees, scrubbing this floor, the tub, everything. So
the bathroom is, yes, you win, Mazam. Like, that is very fair.
But also in New York, it's like time is money, right? And so when I didn't have TJ, I would always just drop it off and then pick it back up and it just saves so much time and it's folded and it smells good and you just don't have to worry about it. So I'm kind of like indifferent. However, if I were to do it myself, I probably wouldn't sort.
I will say it's actually not that expensive to do drop off. So definitely not judging you there. Not in New York, at least. It's not that expensive. But does TJ sort the laundry?
Yes, okay. He does. He throws them into like little piles. The thing is, I don't wear a lot of white.
I have noticed that.
I might have like two pairs of socks that are white. And so like when I'm separating laundry, I'm like, oh, these black shirts can be fine with these jeans and just like do it that way. Yeah. But I don't have that much white. So
I just feel there's not enough time in the world. I just don't care that much. And I don't have that much white stuff, but I can't tell you my husband's socks. So my ex-husband, his socks were all pink because they would turn like from the red t-shirts. And then my current husband, his socks are all gray, you know, because they get colored. I think I'm a good wife and then I'm doing the laundry. But it's just not worth it to separate it just for socks. And I know people like their white towels, but I don't roll that way.
And like bleach exists, you guys. Like, is that a thing, Leslie? You're like the laundry expert.
But you're supposed to read the September issue where we talk about bleach. See, the thing is, if you're sorting your laundry, you don't need to use bleach. Because you're...
Right.
If you're washing whites with whites all the time, then they won't get dingy. So you wouldn't need to like brighten them.
Interesting. What if you get like your tinted shampoo on your white towels?
Shampoo. I guess that's not something I ever thought about. I actually don't dye my hair, so I don't like...
Or my tie-dye shirt.
Your tie-dye, right. You know, that's a valid point. There are other alternatives besides bleach that you can use that are much gentler on fabrics. Read the September issue to find out.
Okay. I certainly will.
Wait, so like you do your husband's laundry?
I do.
Good for you. I do not do that.
It's that you don't do it.
No. I have my own seven piles of laundry I need to do. I sort my laundry and then some. I do many loads of laundry.
You're a big sorter.
But because we're New Yorkers, you brought up a good point. I don't have a ton of whites or lights. I have a lot of dark piles and lots of like delicates. I use mesh bags like crazy.
Wow.
Love a good mesh bag. Yes. Yeah. You need multiples. They're also great for sock sorting. that's a whole other
thing. That's what I was going to ask. Is it just separate the socks so that they wash and then don't get caught in like...
It's easier to pair them when they're in a mesh bag already. So you're not like going through your laundry trying to find them.
Right.
It also prevents them from getting stuck in like your pants.
Or like the dryer goblin that steals your socks and then you always have one right foot and no left.
But it's real. Your machine probably eats your socks.
Oh, does it really? That's a thing?
Yeah.
And there was one time I opened the washing machine and I... saw like this little piece of white fabric and I like pulled that like that rubbery part that's the in gasket. The front and like my socks were in there like lined up like
my soldiers.
Are
and
you I was like me? No and I was like pulling soldiers. Them out I was like I actually oh, god yeah it wow. was insane and so now I always just like pull that piece of like rubbery thing back and
yeah
weird right.
So it really is eating the socks.
I've solved the sock.
But
missing.
I don't want to talk too much about that story because, like I said, read it in September. Anyway, but I do believe, but I sort my laundry. And my husband doesn't sort his laundry. He just throws everything in one. To be fair, most clothes are color fast nowadays. So it's probably safe. Technology's gotten better. Washing machines have gotten better. Detergents have gotten better. So you don't, I guess, don't, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. I do believe you should sort personally.
Right. Right.
And our readers, we asked on Instagram if you believe in sorting. And a lot of our readers, I feel like it makes sense that they do sort.
Right.
I mean, we're real simple. And I believe our followers probably feel the same way I do. But I don't know. Someone here says I never sort and it served me well for 10 plus years of marriage and motherhood. So.
That's but some of these people are really Byzantine sorters, like sorting by type and, you know,
there's one color.
And then, Amy, to your point... there's one that says, I only separate new red clothes, which is probably why your ex-husband's socks were pink.
That is. I'm
red,
sorry.
The red I agree with. Separate the red.
If he's out there, I'm sorry. I should have done it. I should have done so many things.
But... is that why he's an ex now?
Oh, Lord.
He's like, my socks just kept getting pink. I cannot.
I need to go home and sort those socks. I like the idea of it, but I really just... I want to get it over as quickly as possible. I just like to shovel it in like coal and drag it out.
So wait, between you and your husband, is it like just one load or is it split up between two loads? It's just you don't sort the two loads.
I just don't sort the.
Okay. Because in my mind, I'm like, well, then at that point, you might as well just sort the loads. It makes more sense to me. It's like, oh, I wouldn't want to sort it because then you have multiple loads, but you can just do one load.
I mean, I wouldn't wash T-shirts with towels. Like, I'm not an animal. Like, I wouldn't do that.
That's where the line is drawn.
But I mean, yeah, I wouldn't do that. But I just don't sort by color.
Wait, so actually, thanks for bringing that up. So do you do linens and towels separately from
Absolutely.
Your clothes?
Yes.
Okay.
100%.
Yes. I would do that.
Do towels and linens go together or are those two separate loads?
I think those are two separate loads. I think all kinds of towels go together and then like all kinds of like bed sheets and pillowcases mm-hmm. and those kinds of things go together. Because first of all, you have like a top sheet. Okay, top sheet,
yes, you
guys.
Do.
And then you have like a fitted and then the pillowcases. That takes up so much room in the laundry anyway.
Right.
Then you can't like shove in 20 towels as well, you know?
Is that my husband? Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. Well, all
are
right.
his socks white?
No, okay. He doesn't sort. He also throws everything in one, including all of our sheets and everything. Yeah.
See, it's weird, though, because I feel like my clothing never comes back
Like, it doesn't look weird.
Like, yeah, it doesn't come back weirdly colored.
Yeah.
Because you also only wear black, though.
And I also don't do it.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah, I guess. So, Mazam, you don't sort.
I mean, but, if I were to do it, I would
you
kind
vicariously
of, I like the,
sort.
I'm like Amy. I like the idea of sorting, right. But it comes down to it. I'm just like, ugh, it'll be fine. And I just like throw it in.
And it is fine, basically.
Is fine. It is fine.
Unless your marriage falls apart.
Unless you have pink socks and your marriage falls apart.
So I'm the only sorter. And I'm like a hardcore sorter. I'm like very extreme. Okay.
So what is your extreme, though? Like, what do you mean you're a hardcore sorter?
I guess I consider it extreme because I am just doing my own laundry and I feel like I do my whites, I do my lights, I do some darks. Sometimes I'll do my sheets and towels and linens and stuff like that separate. And then sometimes I'll have a separate load for like delicates. I think for one person that feels like a lot. It does take a long time to have that many loads.
I like need a vacation just hearing about your laundry experience.
It's like an all day ordeal.
It really is. It sounds like it. And that's what I don't want to deal with.
Let's take a listen to your interview with Kirsten Ferguson, and I'm very excited to hear what Kirsten has to say.
Let's do it. So, Kirsten Ferguson, welcome to Minor Issues, Major Opinions.
How are you?
I am great. Life is great. I just taught two classes and I get to chat with you. So thank you for having me.
I'm just going to jump into the questions. Just going to go at it. Okay.
Okay.
As somebody who wears a ton of activewear, I have to know, do you sort your laundry? Do you sort your activewear when you wash your laundry? Be honest.
No.
You don't? Okay, so you put everything in one load. No judgment.
I'm literally the worst with laundry. I'm like, shove it in there. Okay. It's a good day if I separate my whites from everything else.
So you combine your kids' clothes with yours and everything? It's all one? Or do you do like your own load and one load?
I typically do mine and then I'll do theirs.
Okay.
And I still am wondering, one day I think we'll figure this out, where the socks go. There's a place in this world where there's a hole just filled with socks because I just don't understand where they go. I literally don't know.
I'm cracking up because I'm actually writing a laundry story for the magazine. And that's one question that we've gotten from multiple readers. Where do the socks go?
Where do they go?
In all seriousness, I asked a textile expert and an appliance expert, where do all our socks go? You have to read the September issue. I'm not going to say where they go.
Just a little plug. But I can't wait to hear it. I can't wait to hear. We will all tune in.
So is there anything else that you're working on? Any fun projects?
There's so many exciting things happening at Peloton. And one of the classes that I really loved creating since my time at Peloton, they tasked me with teaching longer walking content on Sundays, 45 and 60 minute walks. And in my head, I was like, man, what in the world am I going to talk about for 60 minutes?
You read my mind. Oh, my goodness.
And at first, we didn't have members in the studio at that point. So I was like, what? Time to get creative, girl. And one of the things that I really love and I do with my children are affirmations daily. And so I created what I like to call Intention Setting Sunday. And I share a series of affirmations throughout the class to help people navigate their week, their month, their year, just things to put in your tool belt. And I'm really vulnerable and honest. I keep saying I'm not a pastor, preacher, or a therapist, but I'm a girl that has been through some things.
I love that.
9 times out of 10, they are very relatable to the people that are taking the class as well. And I just love sharing my heart in those, and I find it very valuable. So that's where a lot of my energy is going into those Sunday classes. So anybody that's listening, check out Intention Setting Sunday.
I will say whatever it is you're saying in your classes is working because like everyone I know posts about you on my Instagram. It's crazy. Like you're blowing up, which is why it's amazing to see it.
Thank you so much.
We'll be back with more after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I'm Leslie Corona, and you're listening to Minor Issues, Major Opinions.
I have thoughts. First of all, you guys didn't need to hire a textiles expert because I'm the one that knows where the socks go. And second, when you said no judgment, you were judging, Leslie. I know you were.
I am a little baffled by the no sorting situation, but you do you. Like, it's your life, your clothes, your wardrobe, not my money.
But also she has kids.
She has kids.
And that's like a whole nother level that people need to think about.
Right.
Like, you just want those million pieces of items of clothing to just get washed and done and over with. Yeah.
Right.
Are they even folded? Probably not. Just thrown in a drawer somewhere. No shame.
All good.
Yeah. I mean, the reason I was so surprised is because activewear is usually its own load, which shouldn't surprise anybody that I'm saying that. But yeah, because the thing with activewear is it's so lightweight. You really shouldn't be washing that with like jeans, for example.
Why not?
Oh my gosh, I don't want to tell you, Amy. You have to wait till the end.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of it.
Someone did mention there. I have a Lululemon pile.
Yeah, a Lululemon pile. Because, I mean, maybe they might be onto something. You'll find out.
Okay.
They're really, I feel like the sock mystery is like a never-ending one. It's like
that is fascinating.
I feel like everybody
brings. But your mesh bag is the solution for that.
Damn, I gave my secret away. Yeah, that's the solution for the socks. One solution. They do have other gadgets for socks, by the way, that I've seen as a home editor. You see these things and there's like.
Like, what are their gadgets?
Well, there's one that you like clip. We might have featured it, actually.
Probably, yes.
It's like you clip your socks onto this like rod and it like holds onto the socks in the machine.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a time to be alive.
I know.
Yeah.
My favorite thing is like the thing that you click onto the fitted sheet so that they don't get all tangled into like everything else. That's incredible. In case you haven't listened to episode 4, Sasha Velour, winner of season 9 of RuPaul's Drag Race, was our guest celebrity and she had some thoughts on laundry.
Do you have to sort your laundry?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Okay.
You want to damage your $50 to $500 socks?
Do you have multiple piles? Like, how many piles do you put them in?
Well, I have a lot of all black clothing.
Okay.
Typical New Yorker. Right. So I have my, like, all blacks. Yeah. I have my all black that has zippers or anything that feels like it could damage something else. Like my jumpsuit pile.
Okay.
Then I have a bright colors. I have a white. I have a light colors that don't get bleached. And then I have a separate like towel thing. And then I have like a drag delicates, drag undergarments. So there's like 7 piles. It takes a full day. So
do you combine your clothes with your partner?
Yes.
Each load is the full load, essentially.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. I do the wash and I make him fold.
Okay. Okay. That seems fair.
Yeah.
Finally, somebody who is speaking the truth understands my logic.
You are spiritually aligned.
We are,
you really are.
I'm just sitting here trying to figure out how to incorporate drag delicates into my everyday language. I also don't understand $500 socks.
Me neither.
I don't know how I let that slide, by the way.
And the 500 jumpsuits or whatever it was. The jumpsuit pile, yeah.
I need a jumpsuit pile.
I need a jumpsuit pile.
We all do.
I do think she probably invests a lot in her clothes. So she's probably like, I need to really take care of all of these clothes,
right.
Which is why she's like, she's got all these piles.
No, it's true.
Right?
Right.
So our celebrity guest for next week is Carson Kressley. He is the Emmy Award winning TV personality and iconic designer known for being on the original Queer Eye. When I chatted with him, he had some very positive thoughts on laundry. Do you sort your laundry? Do you have to sort it?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. There's this great like book on housekeeping and it came out in the 90s when I first moved to New York. It's like an encyclopedia. I think I probably have it here and it's amazing. I highly recommend it. I'll get you the info at the end of this when I can leave and run over to my library. But it has all the things that you're supposed to do and sorting laundry is a must because, you know, you only want to wash whites with whites because you want to keep your whites white. And even like something that's like beige or cream has dye in it. And you don't want it to go into things that are, you know, either bleached or unbleached cotton, like your white bed linens. So you must keep your whites separate. And then I don't get too crazy with the colors. Like I'll put black in with like some brights and just do it on cold. And the moral of the story is, and what makes perfect sense, is that everything practically is dyed and dye will come off in the wash. It always does a certain small percentage. And that's going to affect the brightness of anything else that you wash with it. So whites kept separate, brights get separate, darks all by themselves, if possible. And I love doing laundry. It's so gratifying.
Why do you love doing laundry?
Here is my theory. I work in a business where like we make a TV show or a movie or you write a book or do a podcast and you're in it in the real time. And then oftentimes I never see what the finished product is. Like I'll miss when the show airs or whatever. So I feel like my work is very not tangible. So when there's a project where it's like, oh, dirty, icky laundry. Oh, put it in the machine. And I love all the stuff. I put borax in and pods and those scented beads. You know, I love those. I mean, wow. All the things you're not supposed to do probably. So I love the process. And then you wash it and then you put it in your other machine. And also being from New York and not having a washer and dryer in my apartment for a long time. And then having that luxury, it's just like a privilege to do laundry. And then put it in the dryer and then it comes out and it looks so great. And I don't even mind folding it. I know a lot of people like don't mind doing the laundry, but they hate folding it. I don't like to iron though. I will tell you that.
I love that you see it as a privilege. I genuinely like that you take that approach. With the ironing part, sorry, now I have questions about that. So do you like just not sure. iron? Do you steam?
No, steaming doesn't work.
Agree.
Steaming is good. Like, first of all, most women's clothing is not even meant to be ironed anymore. Like, everything is kind of made to be like, it's made out of like a stretchy, like, mm-hmm. twisted yarn called ITY. And that can all be like steamed in your shower or with a handheld steamer. But anything like, especially menswear, like a tailored shirt that's made out of cotton, that when it comes out of the washer, it's going to be all lumpy and bubbly and not smooth and gorgeous. So that doesn't work with a steamer. You actually have to have that hot iron and have that pressure and have the weight of it and have it on a board. And then other tailored clothing, like if you want to wear a suit and you want to freshen it up, you need to iron the pants. And you might need to just, you know, the jacket I will steam because the jacket's kind of three-dimensional. Like it has a round yeah. sleeve that you don't want pressed flat. It has a rounded shoulder that you don't want pressed flat. So I will steam a jacket, but shirts and trousers generally need to be ironed. I'm a big fan of online auctions, and there's a great site called Everything But The House, and they, you know, do estate sales, but they're online. And some little old lady at one point must have had one of those commercial sheet ironers, and it looks like two big rolls, and you feed your bed sheets through the rolls, and it steams and irons them. I almost bought it, and then I was like, no, don't get crazy. But that is an amazing luxury to like put your pillowcases through there and have crispy, beautiful pillowcases and crisp top sheets would be divine.
I'm mad you didn't
like a hotel.
I wish you bought that. Oh my gosh.
It wound up being like $900 and it was very big. And I was like, is this even going to work? You know, because it was used. But I'm still on the lookout. For a commercial ironing machine.
I'll keep you posted if I see anything.
I live for laundry. And also, you know, I worked for Ralph Lauren for 10 years and, you know, styled a lot of different photo shoots. So I learned a lot about like yes. how to care for fabrics, yeah. how to fake things, yeah. How to get stains out with like chalk and baby powder. Yeah. So I learned a lot of tricks of the trade just because of that job.
This is hilarious. Leslie is sitting here with heart eyes.
Yeah.
I'm falling asleep listening to laundry.
It's the most beautiful thing I've ever heard. He's just so knowledgeable and so smart.
He really does like make it into this sensual experience.
I really do love that he sees laundry as this privilege because he's right. We're not beating clothes against rocks in the river, right. You know? It was a very touching moment.
Are you crying right now?
I know. Like, I'm like slightly like tearing up a little bit.
Over laundry though?
But are you shocked, Mazam?
No, I'm exactly. not. But I'm also very confused.
We're having a moment.
Like, you're in heaven and I feel like that's like my own personal hell. I don't know.
Doing laundry. Did you love laundry this much before you came to
Girl
Simple?
Oh my gosh. No. also growing up, I was like not at all like the tidy person in my house. I hated doing laundry. I hated cleaning. I hated doing all of that. I guess like when I started writing more about cleaning and organizing and stuff like that, that's when I got more into laundry. And now I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't love doing it, but I like learning about it. That's the thing. You can learn so much from your laundry, guys.
What are we learning from our laundry?
I mean, like there's all this science there and like the textiles and like what, like,
right.
Oh God, I don't want to say too much because like,
got to separate the dark from the light.
Yeah. That sounds, I was just going to say that. It's so philosophical.
The pause in the beginning and then when he re-asked the question, I thought he was going to say, oh, I only dry clean. I have no idea what you're talking about. But he went into full detail. I was really impressed.
Yeah. He knows his stuff. And that book was Home Comforts Do you remember the 90s? Home Comforts, The Art and Science of Keeping House by Cheryl Mendelson. I bet you would find it extremely satisfying because it's this huge book.
I mean,
like
I
a
do
reference
like, yeah,
book.
I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think you would really like it.
And I spoke to Fran Kozin, who is a senior lecturer in the Department of Human-Centered Design at Cornell University, for her expertise on laundry.
My name is Fran Kozin, and I'm a senior lecturer in the Department of Human-Centered Design at Cornell University. My particular interests are fiber science, textiles, and the fashion industry. And I've been teaching, working in outreach, and otherwise associated with the department since 1985.
So I'm just going to jump into the questions. The first one is the most important one. Should you sort your laundry, and what happens to your clothes when you don't sort your laundry?
You absolutely should sort your laundry, especially when it's new. And you should pre-wash your new clothes, because one of the things that happens with new clothes is there might well be excess dye left in new clothing, or poorly fixed dye, so it could still be on the surface of the textile, and it will easily release into the wash water. And it could be picked up by other items that are in the laundry load. So color loss and color bleeding is one good reason for sorting laundry into lights and darks, or lights, mediums, and darks. Another good reason for sorting laundry is soil level. That is the amount of dirt that's on the clothing. Say you've been out gardening and you have some really dirty clothes. You don't want to throw them in with your lingerie. If there's a lot of oil in your clothing, you might want to do that as a separate load, because you might want to use a hotter water temperature. You might want to sort according to fabric type. Say you have a lot of heavy jeans and heavy work pants and things, and you also have lightweight tops and lingerie. If you sort them, then you could use different laundry cycles, and you could also use a shorter drying time for the lighter things. And the heavier ones will probably dry faster if they're alone. You should certainly separate out sheets and towels, both of which should be washed on hot water and possibly in longer cycles. You also might want to consider items that have heavy zippers or other kinds of ornamentation on the surface that could potentially catch on lighter weight knits and lightweight items that are in your laundry, so might do them in a separate load. But of course, separating into all these different piles is a luxury that's best if you have your own laundry room. And it's easier if you have a high volume of laundry so that it seems worthwhile to do these separate loads. So I think the absolutely critical thing is separating by color, particularly for new garments.
If a person doesn't sort their laundry every once in a while, I mean, is it going to be the end of the world? If you can't sort your laundry, is it going to be okay?
No, absolutely. Particularly if you have clothing that's been washed quite a lot, then the chances of color running are not high. You can certainly take all your laundry and do it all at once and periodically do that. You might want to pull out light colors and whites periodically and do them on hot water, because they can start to look a little gray and dingy from buildup of body oils or buildup of excess detergent. People tend to use too much detergent.
So that brings me to the last question, though. Like, in addition to sorting, I mean, what can you do to keep clothes looking pristine?
Well, water temperature is one thing. So laundry detergents today are formulated to work in cold water, except that cold water temperature differs according to where you live, what your water source is, and the season. So very cold water is not going to take out oily stains. Particularly synthetic fibers like polyester has an affinity for oil, so that if you spill salad dressing or whatever, you get an oily stain of some sort onto your polyester, it likely will not come out without pretreatment. It would do a lot better in warm water or hot water even, but typically warm water might be a better bet in the winter and for lighter colored clothes. Pretreating stains is definitely something that should be considered. Makes a big difference. One trick for dark-colored, bright-colored clothing is to turn them inside out before laundering, and that prevents surface abrasion. When your clothes are in the washing machine and the dryer, they're tumbling against one another as well as against the sides of the machine. So there's a little bit of abrasion. That's why you have lint. So you can minimize the colored surface of your textile coming off if you turn them inside out. People tend to overload machines. If you stuff all your clothes in at once and really pack the machine, there's no room for tumbling at all. And there's water and detergent that can't access the clothes very well. So they're not going to get as clean. They're also going to wrinkle more.
I could talk about laundry for days. I love laundry.
So what's the final say?
the final say is that you really should sort your laundry to maintain the color, quality, and shape of your clothing. So when you're sorting, consider the color, fabric, and levels of dirtiness. But even doing the bare minimum, like just sorting by colors, might be enough. So this topic actually ran in our May issue of the magazine, and I spoke to experts who mentioned other reasons you should sort. Jennifer Ahoney, a scientist at Procter & Gamble, they make Gain, Tide, and other detergents. She confirmed there's a potential for dye transfer despite lots of clothes being color fast now. And Professor Kozin touched on this already, but you should also consider that dirt and body oils can transfer from one article of clothing to another, affecting the color. So it's not just the dyes that are bleeding.
Oh, Lord.
It's dirt transferring between clothes. And then abrasive fabrics can rub up against delicates, jeans rubbing up against lightweight shirts. Then there's the shrinking. So different materials require different drying times. A lightweight cami can shrink if you put it in with like a thick sweatshirt, for example. Therefore, Real Simple says you should really sort your laundry even if it's the bare minimum.
It sounds like a lot. And thank God I don't wear camisole, so I don't have to worry about it.
Okay, I'm going to rethink my wicked ways.
Are you?
No.
Okay. That's okay.
Me either.
Thank you for listening to Minor Issues, Major Opinions. Be sure to follow Minor Issues, Major Opinions on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. If you enjoyed the show, please leave us a rating and review. You can find us online at realsimple.com/MIMO podcast. Make sure to come back next Thursday for more.